Director Jack Flowers. Tonight's engineer has been our director, Alex Bologna. Sources for Edge News have been provided by The New York Times, The Gothamist, The City, Hudson Valley One, The Daily Freeman, BBC, CNN, and the New Paltz Oracle. Stay tuned for more cutting-edge music from the entire Edge News team. Have a beautiful night.
Some say it's still out there. Some say it's still playing the best music the Hudson Valley has to offer. Some say it's still the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley. It was known as WFNP, The Edge.
I don't even have headphones in. I don't care. Hi, this is 88.7 FM, The Edge. I'm Sen. This is Mercury and Gatorade. This is going to be a very laid-back show. I'm just going to keep making eye contact with the two people in the room because I don't have any guests here. And I didn't have any ideas. And I took a shower before I came and I was like shampooing my hair. And I was like, what should I talk about on air today? And then I did an Instagram poll. But nobody voted really for the one that I wanted, so I'm not listening to that.
Do you mind if we turn our mics on?
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead.
So what was the Instagram poll? What did you...
My Instagram poll, it was going to be either, like, ideal partner, like, creating the birth chart of my ideal partner, because I'm delusional and love living in fantasy land, or ranking the signs, like, by gender, like, favorite, like, my favorite sign for a man, least favorite sign for a man, and then for, like, women, and then, you know... The not men slash women.
I know your least favorite sign for a man is Cancer, right?
Did I say that?
I showed you my birth chart, and I'm a Cancer stellium, and you, like, gagged at it.
You said
it was very similar to one of your exes, and so you were very upset with me.
Sometimes I just say things.
I can show you my chart again if
maybe,
you like.
Maybe. Sometimes I just say things. Sometimes I literally just, like, words leave my mouth, but it's not... It's just, like... stream of consciousness. You're also a Cancer, Bernie.
I am. I am a I'm a Cancer. I'm also a Gemini Mercury, which I
love that.
Which I bring up every time because it's become my favorite placement.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. It should be.
So I'm going to be handing Sen my phone with I've got positions of planets, planets and houses,
Did you do Astro Cafe?
Astro Theme?
Astro Theme. Yeah, whatever that. Hold on, I'm plugging. Sorry, guys. I'm, like, really not prepared today. Oh, that was good. Okay.
That was a good... I just slid the phone across the table.
Yeah, it was good.
And caught it immediately.
Oh, now I can hear myself. That feels better. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Okay. I'm remembering why I reacted this way.
Yeah, I felt... it took a hit into my self-esteem.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay.
That wasn't the intention.
I appreciate your honesty. But there's not much good here. Right.
There's, you know, I never like to think about it like that. You know, there's some extra challenges.
Sure.
You know, I feel like you've heard enough of the episodes to know that, like, I don't think they're bad placements. I just think there's, like, areas that we need to work on a little more, you know?
What I know about Cancers, insofar as the main, like, insofar as, like, Leos are very all about me kind of people,
mm-hmm.
Cancers, people say, are either crybabies or they're super manipulative.
Yeah.
And so I only found out who the Smiths were back in 2021. So I would say I lean more on the crybaby side of things. But then again, I have listened to a couple of their songs since then.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's I definitely err on the side of manipulative. But obviously I never like to judge people before, you know, really getting to know them.
Sure, sure.
And that's, you know, you should never... As much as I like tout my astrology ideology, like, I don't advocate, like, for just judging people right off the bat.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Don't go around being a-holes. Be nice to people. I know, I'm sorry, that was a close. Well, we have to take like a break right now. So when we come back, we'll get more into this.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back, and it's still, you know, 88.7 FM, The Edge, and Mercury, and Gatorade, and yes. Sen, and my dad will yell at me for rushing through that. I think your chart's interesting. Mm-hmm. Your chart...
Did you want to keep looking at it? I've got all the aspects
no,
and everything. Okay,
no,
sure.
You know, I feel like I saw what I need to see.
Yeah, yeah.
I took that to heart. Uh-huh. I think actually, I was going to do my, like, ideal partner...
If
and it was going
to
be
yeah,
like a funny, see. But I feel like I should rank the signs. I feel like I should because okay. I don't believe in judging people based on their sign, but also I am so judgmental. So
also,
maybe I
Scorpios
do believe in that.
Exist, so,
well, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
So you oh. know that no, that's interesting. Coming from a Cancer, that's funny. That's
I've
funny.
I just heard that Scorpios are tough.
We get a bad rap.
So
and I don't believe it, and I think it's fake.
Is there any sign that gets a good rap? Like, what's
oh
at the
God,
top
yeah.
of the ranking system?
Okay, I mean, there's... I think the signs that get the worst rap are Scorpios and Geminis.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Sure.
Undeserved bad rap, I think, is Scorpios and Geminis. I okay. am a Scorpio with Gemini placements.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini placement, one.
So you're biased.
So I am biased, but I think that I'm perfect, and therefore all Scorpios and Geminis are also perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Was my crazy, manipulative, lying ex-fiancé a Gemini? Absolutely.
They were your fiancé?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, the Scorpio
okay.
Venus went a little too hard with that. Do I still love Geminis, though? Absolutely. Like, so many of my best friends are Geminis. Like,
I will say, with as many Scorpios that I've had problems with,
yeah.
which I can only really think of one at the moment.
Okay.
I've had so many more problems with Pisces.
Yeah.
Pisces
and it's Pisces season.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So we got at the top of the list are, like, to you are Scorpio and Gemini.
Oh, I need to... I have done this many times. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think Scorpios and Geminis get the worst rap. Rap?
Mm-hmm. Rap.
Yeah. Rap, right?
Either
yeah.
or.
Okay. But I think that's undeserved. I think the signs that get a bad rap but deserve it are probably Aquarius. I do not like Aquarians. Like, I meet an Aquarius and I'm immediately on the defense and I'm like, what are you gonna pull?
Well, what is it about an Aquarius that shows to you that they are one without them saying it?
Aquarius is a fixed air sign, which, like, mm-hmm. and I think I've literally said this on air before, but it's confusing to me because it's like, how are you going to be fixed air? Like, air is the very nature of air is not fixed. You know what I mean? Like, it is airy. To call something airy is to call it loose.
Aquarius is like an air conditioning unit.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way of thinking of it.
I don't understand what you mean by fixed space.
Fixed is like the modality of a sign. So there's the way you divide up the signs in the zodiac. There's like 12 signs in total. There's the elements, you know, fire, water, earth, air,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the modalities. And there's three modalities. It's cardinal, fixed, or mutable.
Okay.
And there's one sign from each element in each modality.
All right.
So like in each element, there's going to be a fixed sign, a mutable sign, and a cardinal sign.
Okay.
And it makes sense for like other signs, like Scorpio is fixed water. Like, mm-hmm. it's a water sign and it's the fixed modality, which, like, make, like, when you think of fixed water, it's like ice. That makes sense, right? It's, like, yeah. solid. Like, and I mean, I reject this as a Scorpio, but, like, if you think about it in terms of, like, Scorpios are cold, Scorpios are standoffish, blah, 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 like, that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Taurus is fixed earth. That's like a rock. Taurans are very stubborn. I don't know if you have any Taurans in your life, but, like, my sister is a Taurus. I love her. She's very stubborn. A lot of the Tauruses that I've met are very stubborn. So, like, it makes sense, right? It's, like, mm-hmm. that I can conceptualize.
But fixed air.
But fixed air, what does that even mean? Like, you can't fix air.
Air is, you know, in other... Because Earth is solid.
Yeah.
You know, water is liquid. You could actually hold those things in, yeah. In a space and make them fixed.
Yeah.
But holding, maybe is it just staleness? Like stale air? Like
that's
in a cave?
A really, really good way of putting it. And I'm going to start using that because okay. that also, I feel like, encapsulates my distaste for that sign.
Okay.
Aquarians, they're the second to last sign in the zodiac because the like zodiac calendar starts with Aries and ends with Pisces, and mm-hmm. they're the second to last sign. And it's just like in. It's funny that you say you have a problem with Pisces. I did not like Pisces for the longest time. And my issue with them was always that, like, I found them very condescending or very, like trying to parent me in a way that I didn't need to be parented. Mm-hmm. Also, I just, like, think that Pisces, especially Pisces Mercuries, love the sound of their own voice.
So Pisces, the fish, is trying to swim through the fixed ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's in Scorpio.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple Pisces that I, like, have a very nice mm-hmm. soft spot for, but on the whole, I'm, like, I'm still... But I think Aquarius bothers me for a very similar reason, because they, like... It's this weird, like, God complex of, like, I am so unique, and I'm unlike anybody else, and nobody likes things the way that I like things.
So an Aquarius is a hipster.
Yeah.
So but how does an Aquarius God complex differ from a Leo God complex?
Leo God complex, that's a really good question. A Leo God complex is much more grounded. Like, I think that, like, which is weird. Yeah,
oxymoron?
It's oxymoronic, but it's like a Leo, at least there's like fire and passion behind that. I think like Leos, I think of it as like a Leo can understand that, like, oh, other people also like this thing. I just happen to like it the most, and I'm the best at it.
Okay.
Whereas, like, they can truly believe, like, oh, you also like this band, but that doesn't matter because I like this band in a way that you'll never like
so
this band.
A Leo is a super fan, as to an Aquarius is a gatekeeper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, an Aquarius will be like, no, you don't really like them because you don't understand them.
Oh,
and it's like,
I hate that.
Just like, stop talking.
Let me
stop
wear my
talking.
Band shirt. I've listened to a couple of their songs. I liked it.
Also,
okay?
Like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
You don't get brownie points or a cookie for liking something that other people don't like mm-hmm. or liking something in a different way. Like, you're not special.
So who else is down there on the list of rankings with the...
I think generally Aquarians are ranked pretty poorly, like, broadly speaking, mm-hmm. and I think they deserve it. That's what I meant to find. I, like, ranked the signs forever ago with my friend, like, during early quarantine on, like, FaceTime with my friend.
Oh, okay.
Now,
would these rankings be different depending on the situation? Like, if you were, like, love and a relationship.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Then it would be completely different than as opposed to,
yeah.
you know, finances. And then
yeah.
You have something,
okay. I mean, there's also, like... this is generally, like, sun sign, although I guess it applies to, like, most placements, mm-hmm. but, like, it's hard because, you know, like, in your birth chart, most people will look at, like, your big six, so that's already six placements that can be in completely different signs, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, like, this is, in general, not specific.
Okay.
Also, this is a list from February 7th, 2022 at 9:23 p.m. I don't remember making this, so we're just gonna, like, read it and mm-hmm. see how I feel. For men, oh, I agree with this already. Actually, I disagree with this. For men, it goes Capricorn. Number two is Aquarius, and I know why I did this. It's because I have, like, celebrity crushes on a lot of male Aquarius celebrities, mm-hmm. but they are not exempt, and I would push them down a little bit. I don't know where, but I'd push them somewhere.
Okay.
Libra men, third. Then Virgo. then Aries, then Cancer, then Taurus, then Gemini, then Leo, then Sagittarius, then Scorpio, then Pisces.
Okay.
That was a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't... The other thing is I don't have any Earth in my chart, which I feel like...
I don't have any air in mine.
That's really funny because I'm mostly air. I love... I'm
I think I'm mostly water.
I think you're mostly water. You have a Cancer stellium that seems like mostly water.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
Yeah. But I like... So I love Earth placements in general mm-hmm. because I'm like, you guys are so grounded and you have it all figured out. And even when you don't, you do.
So Earth placements are like the people that make plans for stuff.
Yeah. Earth, like my mom's a Capricorn and she is the most pragmatic person I've ever met in my entire life. Like she literally, like we're from the city. She's not, but I am and grew up there. And she will know exactly where to stand on a subway platform to be at the door. So that you getting in right in front of the door mm-hmm. from your departure and arriving at the station that you get off at right in, like where you need to be. It's crazy. She like mm-hmm. has these super skills.
So she's right lined up with the door when it
yeah,
opens up.
Yeah. So and like that's a very Capricorn thing. And like one of my best friends is a Virgo and I love her because she is like when she's passionate about something, she knows what she's doing mm-hmm. and has a plan. And has like 10,000 backup plans.
Oh, yeah.
And like 10,000 more backup plans. It's like, it's also an anxiety thing, which mm-hmm. I understand and appreciate. Like Tauruses are ruled by Venus. So they're just like kind of magical and beautiful okay. and like elusive and ethereal.
Mm-hmm.
But so Earth placements generally are going to rank pretty high for me.
Okay, let's hear about the female.
The females. I also did, like,
Where's your non-binary?
I was going to say, I was out as non-binary this time, so I don't know why I was doing this in such a binary way, but, and I'm sorry that I did, but, you know, maybe we can make one
next
up
week,
as we
folks.
Go.
Next week.
Yeah. Virgo's first. I love a Virgo woman.
Yeah.
Beyonce's a Virgo woman.
Okay.
Like, I appreciate it.
Makes sense.
I appreciate a Virgo woman. Scorpio second, I would probably move that now. I know that that's bias, and I actually mm-hmm. don't stand by this, but... Three is Gemini. I stand by that. Four is Capricorn. I stand by that.
Okay.
Five is Aquarius. I would definitely move this because I think I had a positive interaction with one Aquarius woman. And I was like, oh my God, I love Aquarius women. And now I'm like, no, I take it all back because there's one Aquarius woman who I'm like, yeah. I don't like you. You bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus. I stand by that, like at number six in the middle. Seven is Leo. Eight is Sagittarius, nine is Aries, 10 is Cancer, 11 is Pisces, and 12 is Libra.
Libra women? Why?
Yeah,
that?
That's actually really low, and I take that back, and I'm sorry to any
say,
Libra women.
I've never heard anything specifically bad about Libra women before.
I'm trying to think of who I thought of when I was making that, like when I ranked them so low.
One of my friends, shout out Maya, she's a Libra. I just saw her today at the library.
I think that Libras have a tendency... Actually, I do take this back, because also one of my really good friends, Julie, is a Libra, and I love her, and I think she's perfect.
Shout out, Julie.
Shout out, Julie. I think that for a while, I knew a lot of, like, really undeveloped Libra women.
Okay.
And it was just, like, a lot of cattiness. Also, like, a Libra woman started or, like, prompted a fight between me and my really good friend, never fought. And so it's like, I don't like you. You just started this thing that never mm-hmm. happens. But I'd probably move them up. Generally speaking, like, Libra women, I think, also ruled by Venus, are just, like, magical. I mean, like, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm a very, very loyal person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my friend can mention even vaguely disliking someone. I'm like, yeah, we hate them. But as I've gotten older, appreciated that, like, Libra placements specifically... because they're, like, the scales, they're all about balance and justice, mm-hmm. are very good at hearing multiple sides of a story and very comprehensive in their understandings of things. So I can appreciate a Libra woman. They would definitely be moved up now.
Okay. So that would put Leo at the bottom?
No, that would put... I would have to, like, really think and rework the whole thing.
Well, while you're thinking that, we have to take a quick PSA break.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back, folks.
There once was a boy wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Well, I'm taking Algebra 2 in a foreign language.
Oh, so you can talk to unicorns?
Exactly. Unless they're French.
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find the classes he really needed. Getting into college doesn't happen magically. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're back. It's still 88.7 FM, The Edge, and it's Sen, and it's Mercury and Gatorade. Yeah, I don't know how I would rework this list. Okay. I think Aquarius would definitely be lower. Although, you know, as I was saying, like, I'm so fickle with them. I love them, I hate them. I don't care about them. I love to hate them. I hate to love them. All of that. I think Aries would be lower. Not because I dislike Aries. I just, like, Aries women I don't really care for particularly.
Very, very stubborn Aries women.
Yeah. There's something. I don't really know a ton of Aries women. One of my really good friends in high school is an Aries. Mm-hmm. And I love her. And she's so sweet. And, like, I saw her over break after having not seen her since, like, March of 2020, and she was like, oh my god, I miss you, I love you, let's catch up. And then it never happened, because it never does.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to adulthood.
Exactly. Honestly, Cancer women probably be lower.
Okay.
I can appreciate Cancer placements, but like Cancer, I don't even know if that's true though, because one of my best friends, Maya, is a Cancer, and like they're perfect and can do nothing wrong. That's the thing, and I say, like, I joke about this all the time, that, like, I will try to, like, rank men and be like, oh my god, I hate, like, red flag if a man is an Aquarius, or, like, mm-hmm. red flag if a man is a Virgo, but then I, like, really think about it, and I'm just like, what if the red flag isn't the sign, it's just the man part, and maybe that's, like, maybe that's for me to work out and, like, deprogram.
So I've only sat here for a while hearing you discuss this stuff, which, by the way, I really feel like you should try to get an hour-long slot at some point.
I want one.
These go by so fast.
They do. I can just keep talking.
Right? I'm upset. I'm already looking at the time. We've only got 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I visualize it from what I've heard, is that when you have a sign in a house or under a planet, whatever.
Yeah.
I imagine it on like kind of like a balance board. If
sure.
That makes sense. And so, like, I would say all that in my mind, all the signs are just predispositions.
Yeah.
And depending on how you influence that is obviously how it's going to come out. And
yeah.
So, like, it's the person themselves, but it's just them accentuating their own worst qualities when they do that.
Yeah, I think that's a very concise and smart way to put that. I don't know. I think that, like, I think I just, you know, I have a very fickle relationship, much like Aquarians. I have a very fickle relationship with men where I'm like, oh yeah, like, no, I'm, you know, I consider myself, I guess, like a feminist. Mm-hmm. I don't love that word because it's like weird white feminist connotations,
yeah,
but
sure.
Like, you know, I care about issues that affect everybody. And I like have really, you know, I'm in class talking about how things impact everybody, including men. I'm not like a men's rights activist. I feel like I should clear that up. I'm not like, you know, an Andrew Tate supporter.
Sure.
But like, no, I have moments where I'm like, no, I really understand and I'm compassionate and I care about these things. And then I'll have interactions with men where I'm like, I don't respect any of you and all of you drive me up the wall, crazy, out of my mind. Especially like dating apps. I'm like,
yeah.
Every single one of you is like has some loose marbles just rolling around in your brain for brain cells. But I also like it's funny because then I like joke about this with my friends a lot where I'll be like, oh, I hate this thing and this thing. But not if you guys do it because you guys are perfect. Where it's like I think it is just like, you know, you grow to love and appreciate somebody, regardless of, like, my current friend group who I'm really close with right now, I, like, got to know all of them before I even learned any of their charts. And I'm like, oh, I just, like, love you guys. And mm-hmm. it's not, like, you know, informed by astrology. But, yeah, no, I there's also, like, obviously I'm not going to, like, not talk to somebody because of their sign. Mm-hmm. It's more of just, like, oh, here's a perspective that I'm going into this interaction with. And I could be proven wrong. I love being proven wrong. That's definitely a lie. I hate being proven wrong, but I do think it's valuable, and I appreciate it when it happens.
I hate being proven wrong because then you have to put on the whole, like, I'm being humbled act.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm learning so much from this. You know, it's good to be humbled. And it's like, in your mind, it's like, oh, darn it. I really wish I had been right that whole time.
No, it's
true. I just wanted to say I told you so.
Yeah, I also, this was a really big point of contention with my Gemini manipulative ex-fiance, where, like, okay. I would joke, I'd be like, no, I'm right all the time, and even when I'm not right, I'm right.
I've heard that before.
And I don't really actually genuinely believe it, but I also do believe that, like, I have an intuition that makes me right most of the time.
Okay.
Like, 99% of the time, I feel like I have a certain knowledge that other people don't.
But if it's not a 100% intuition, how can you be positive?
It's hyperbole. It's just okay. like all we're right, going right. to say all the time because it's easier than like 99.9% of the time. I mean, it's funny. Like, I don't have a list for non-men/women. Also, mm-hmm. that's not like a cis binary thing. I'm just like, those are the categories.
Yeah.
But again, like, I think, like, non-binary or like queer people, and obviously, like, you can be a queer woman or man, but mm-hmm. like, people outside of the binary, I'm like, you're perfect. I don't care what your sign is. Like,
really?
You... I mean, I go back and forth on that a lot. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you're just people, and I'm not going to, like, idolize you.
In my mind, it's harmful to, like, think that just because someone identifies with a community like that, that they're not capable of making their own mistakes and messing up like that.
No, as somebody who's been scorned and traumatized by
the New Paul State
solely
community.
Queer people.
Yeah.
But as my lovely, amazing friend Grace would remind me, queer is also a verb, and, like, to be queer is to not engage in harmful behaviors and to actively fight them. And so I think a lot of people in this town actually aren't queer. If I had an hour, I would get into that, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Also, it's just, like, not the show. You know, that's just my two cents on...
Sure. This is your time.
This is my time. I can say whatever I want within reason.
Within the next... 2 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I love an earth sign. I will always love an earth sign. I do think Capricorn men, I love a Capricorn man. I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah.
A Capricorn man with an Aquarius Mercury is crazy. And
why is that?
They will just say things at you. I have talked in my time to two men, Capricorn men with Aquarius Mercuries, and both of them would just speak at me. Which is also, like, partly a man thing, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But also it would be like, you're literally, this is gibberish. Like, you are speaking in tongues. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Could you provide an example?
Oh my God. There's so many crazy examples. Like, I was hanging out with this man, again, Capricorn, mm-hmm. Sun, Aquarius, Mercury. I don't really remember the rest of his chart. And he would just, like, speak. I don't think he's listening but I'm also like, oh, I'm not, like, cutting that off entirely. It's just like, yeah, it's a little... I told him to his face, so I was like, you're a little crazy.
Okay.
We hung out for a couple hours. He, like, spoke most of the time and was just, like, again, like, I think that's a man thing in part. No, but he spoke most of the time, and it was just, like, literal, like, it's the texting. It's always the texting. It's, like, elongating words. No grammar in sight.
Oh.
Grammar has left the chat. No punctuation. Punctuation has left the chat. It's like, hey, I'm going to string together a couple of words, and you can decipher that like a code if you'd like.
Got it.
Like, that's what it is.
Being socialized as a male has been... It's so difficult to try to break those sorts of patterns that you've been taught. Like, I have to make a conscious effort whenever I'm going out with somebody to be like, I want to hear what they have to say all the time, you know? Which, obviously, it's great to, you know, when you're on a date with someone to everything they want to talk about is awesome, but like it's just weird to have to
it's find that really balance. Strange. It's really strange. Aquarius Mercury's in general, I'm just like, none of you are saying anything. Again, Aquarius placements, mm-hmm. I struggled. This was a very anti-Aquarius episode, and I kind of stand by that.
I'm so down to continue this.